Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Today I'll be joined by Bob Lowry. We're going to continue the series on What Would Bob Do? And today he's at a pool with you, and a customer keeps moving the on-off trippers down so the pool runs for 2 hours a day. And also he's with you when you throw some shock in the pool or liquid chlorine, and the pool turns a neon green or a neon yellow. And these are things that he would do to correct that, and he'll explain what actually causes that. Just want to prep you, during this recording, Bob Lowry is on oxygen, so you're going to hear the machine in the background. And Bob Lowry does have some health issues that he's dealing with. And if you're interested in learning more about those, I talk about it in the first episode of this series. But let's jump in here and see what Bob would do in these situations. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. Here's another one that happens a lot. So you're at a service stop and the customer keeps moving the on-off trippers on a timer, so that the pool's only running 2 hours because they don't like wasting electricity, or they may have a variable speed pump and they just only want to run it four or five hours a day because they just feel like they don't want to pay for that pool pump running. In that situation, what do you tell the customer that doesn't really want to run their pool because they're afraid it's going to cost too much money?
Well, you know, I would tell the customer, and I have told customers, that, listen, I am the professional here. You know, you don't go down to the mechanic and the mechanic says you need to change your oil every 5,000 miles. And then you say, well, I'm not going to do that because it's too expensive. I'm just going to change my oil every 15,000 miles. You know, if you do that, you're going to have problems with your engine. Same exact thing happens with your pool. If you're not taking care of your pool, you're going to have problems. You need to get a bare minimum, and I mean really bare minimum, of one turnover a day. And I actually recommend, we've talked about this before, you actually need 3 turnovers a day in a pool. And it doesn't matter how long it takes the pump to do that, but you need to get 3 turnovers a day. And a turnover is the amount of water that's in the pool that would take it to go through the pump if it wasn't being pumped right back into the pool, if you understand that. Mm-hmm. So if we had 2 pools, you pump one pool into the other, how long does it take to do that with the pump you got? And the answer is that most of the time a turnover, if you got a 15,000-gallon pool and you're pumping, say, 50 gallons a minute, your pump is actually pumping 3,000 gallons an hour. So at 3,000 gallons an hour, it takes 5 hours on full speed to get one turnover. But from a filtration standpoint, because of the consecutive dilutions, if you get one turnover, it's only actually filtering 65% of the water in the pool. And if you do two turnovers, you get 85% of the water being filtered. And if you get 3 turnovers, you get 95%. So it takes 3 turnovers to get all the water filtered. Mm-hmm. So if you don't filter all the water, then you're going to spend a lot of chemicals trying to make up for it. And the other thing is that you need circulation in the pool. And the circulation is that if you have a spot in the pool that doesn't have water flowing in front of it, and there's some algae or a biofilm starting to grow there, then it uses up the chlorine in the vicinity of where it's growing. And if the water's not moving, there's no new chlorine coming in to start to kill that stuff. So it's used up the chlorine that's around it, and now it can grow without chlorine there. So there's no new chlorine moving towards that area. So you need the thing circulating all the time. And I would just tell a homeowner, listen, I am the professional here. If you want to keep your pool, if you want to run your pump 2 hours a day, then perhaps you need to get a different service tech, because you can't run a pool you can't take care of a pool properly by running the pump 2 hours a day or only getting, you know, a 30% filtration. It just doesn't work that way. You need to get the intestinal fortitude to go talk to the homeowner and say, listen, I'm the professional. This is what you need to do. If you don't do it, I may have to increase your monthly fee, because I'm going to have to take care of, I'm going to have to be adding more chemicals and spending more time taking care of your pool because you don't want to run it long enough.
And I think that would convince them, because they're going to be paying money one way or the other. You just have to be able to explain that to them. And I think you really covered it well, so they can just play your talk here next to the customer. And
you don't go to the doctor and pay for his advice and then not do it.
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
Or you don't get a prescription and then say, well, I'm only going to take a half of what he said, you know, because I can't afford it. You know, that isn't the way.
Here's when this happened. This is actually a true story. There was a party and this person shocked the pool because they figured they wanted to get it ready for the party. And then the water turned like a neon green. And of course, that causes tons of panic and scrambling and figuring out what happened. So what would happen if you were to shock a pool and then it's not per se like a green pool, like algae, but it has like a neon kind of tint to it, or even like a neon yellow?
Yes, a lot of times what is happening in those cases is that there may be some metal in the water. And as far as metals are concerned in the water, you should understand that metals are in the water at saturation. So is calcium, for instance. And you know, if you get the pH high and the alkalinity high and the calcium level high, you can get scale. And that's because the calcium in the water reached the saturation point. It couldn't hold any more calcium, so it deposited the calcium out as scale on the pool. So what happens with copper and iron is there is a saturation point in the water for both of those metals. And as we get more and more metal, either from makeup water or using algaecides with copper or something in them, we get the copper building up in the water or the iron building up in the water, and it reaches saturation. And at that point, it can start to cause a stain. But we may have added a sequestering agent. And so you add a sequestering agent, and sequestering agents don't actually remove the metal. They surround it so that the metal can't attach to anything and cause a stain. But what does happen is when we pour in some chlorine or throw in some calhypo, we get a huge amount of chlorine in one spot. And that one spot actually destroys some of the sequestering agent that's holding onto the metal. And so now the metal is free to attach to anything. It's above the saturation point, so it starts attaching to, you know, sulfate or oxide or whatever in the pool, and we start to get copper sulfate, we start to get iron oxide, we start to get things in the water, and the water starts to look green, or it starts to look yellow because of iron, green because of copper. It can even look white because we precipitate out some calcium. And as that precipitate in that one spot in the pool mixes with the rest of the water, and the pH goes back down and the saturation point is lower for the whole pool, then that stuff will redissolve. So usually time is all it takes for all of that stuff to go back into the pool. But if you're pouring liquid chlorine or spreading calhypo into the pool and you're getting any kind of cloudiness, discoloration, any kind of color thing in the pool, it's probably because you have metal in the pool and some of those metals are near their saturation point and you precipitated them when you increased the pH with the liquid chlorine and you increased the chlorine level and it freed the metal up from being tied to the sequestering agent. So if you're doing that, don't panic. Usually in a couple of hours, it all redissolves and goes back in there. But if you see that happening in any pool, you need to test for iron and copper for sure, and then check your pH and alkalinity and calcium hardness level to see if they are too high also.
It makes perfect sense. And the happy ending to that story is that they went back to the next morning and the pool was crystal clear for the party. Right. So they didn't sleep well that night for sure. But, you know, it corrected itself, like you said. But, yeah, that's a normal reaction that I see a lot out there. And I always tell them the same thing, not to panic, give it some time. And everything will be
again,
fine.
It points out that as a service tech, you probably should be checking the copper and iron levels in your pool maybe once a month, just as a normal routine on all of your pools. Because, in general, when the pH is around 7.5, the alkalinity around, 100, 120, anywhere between 80 and 120, hardness at around 300 or 400, the saturation point for metal in the water is 0.4 parts per million. So if you test the water and you've got either copper or iron above 0.4 of a part per million, 0.4 parts per million, you have the possibility to have staining. And you need to think about solutions to get rid of the metal that's in the water. And by rid of, I mean to get it out of the pool. And you can put a sequestering agent in, but what happens with a sequestering agent is that it surrounds the metal and keeps it from coming out of solution. But because it's an organic molecule, the sequestering agent is subject to degradation by either sunlight or just being in water and by chlorine and oxidizers. So the more chlorine or the higher the chlorine level, the more it gets oxidized and the less it's going to, shorter it's going to stay in the water. You have to keep adding it. So maybe once a week or something like that, you have to add more sequestering agent. But if you get rid of the metal, then it's not in the pool. So point being that there's pretty much two methods to get rid of the metal that's in the pool. You can either put in a pre-filter so that the water coming into the pool doesn't have any metal in it, or you can use one of those bags or cages that you can put in the skimmer, and over a period of about a week or so, it will remove most of the metal. Mm-hmm. And I think those are called the See You Later or Cue Later. Mm-hmm. And you can put those in the skimmer, and they will remove the metal from the pool, and then you won't have the problem.
You know, just popped in my head. I guess before See You Later came on the market, the metal sequestering companies, Jack's Magic and all of them, probably were enjoying a lot of product sales because you'd have to keep adding, like you said, you know, the maintenance dose and maybe monthly to keep that metal from falling out without draining the pool, of course. I guess they probably still sell a lot because the builders put tons of sequestering agent in when they fill a pool, which I guess it does work because it is part of the National Council recommendation to add the metal sequestering agents when you fill the pool. Is there a reason why they would add, you know, two or three bottles of sequestering agent when they fill a pool up?
They're just covering their butt. They think one bottle is okay, they should put in two, you know, that kind of thing. And probably a better strategy for me, if I were doing startups, I would probably invest in one of those pre-filters where you can hook up two hoses to a pre-filter and remove not only copper and iron, but any kind of metal that's in the water is removed by that. And there's probably a total of 10 or 12 metals that get removed by those metal remover filters. Mm-hmm. And And then the metal's not in the pool. You don't have to worry about staining. You haven't got a bunch of sequestering agent in the pool. You know, a lot of sequestering agents are made of phosphates or phosphonates, and they eventually become orthophosphate in the pool, and then you have a phosphate problem. It's just better if you get rid of the metal to begin with. So I've tried with a couple of companies that do startup only, and what they've done is gone from adding bottles of sequestering agent to buying a filter that they can pre-use and hook it up on every pool on the way in. Other service techs have taken that same pre-filter thing and used a small half or three-quarter horsepower pump and set it beside the pool and pump water in and out of the pool while they're servicing it. And there's enough flow through that thing that it removes the metals from the pool just by using a separate pump and one of those filters.
As a matter of fact, See You Later makes that filter you're talking about too.
Right. And there's two other companies that make those filters, mm-hmm. That make pre-filters. And you can hook it up so that the incoming water goes through it, but you can also set up a pump so you can pump the pool water through it.
And if you would like to learn more about Bob Lauer, you can go to his website, pcti.online. And also over there, he has a registration for a certified residential course, and you can learn more about that from his site. If you want to hear more podcasts with Bob Lowry or listen to the other parts in this series, just go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. On the banner, click on the podcast icon. Then in the search box, just type in Bob Lowry, his name, and you're going to see the other podcasts I recorded with him in this series, plus all the other podcasts that I've done with Bob Lowry in the past. And if you're in the industry and you want to enhance your business, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits for joining there, including a discount on your general liability insurance. Again, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.